folks like to go to those races in Hot Springs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there some in Little Rock, too?
Hmm? No, it don't happen in Little Rock. It just happens in Hot Springs. And it starts tomorrow.
That's right.
That's the first race is tomorrow. No, we'd love to go if we could just get up and. Well, you can go up the escalator and go in and get your seat if you want to sit there and just watch the races. But that's all you can do. You can't get up and go back there to the ticket window and bet.
But you can't
do that much walking.
We had a friend who would get tickets for us anytime we wanted them. He also had a box, and the box wasn't full. We had somebody else wasn't using it. He hadn't promised it to somebody else that he wasn't going to use it if it weren't full. But he could always get us reserved seats. But he died. He was on the racing commission. Something. Anyhow, he'd always get us. We knew if we wanted to go, we could go in time if we wanted to, and he'd get us a place to sit. You just outgrow those things. You don't outgrow not wanting to do it, but you get to where you just can't do it.
Well, I tell you, y'all are still extremely active and seem to be very happy folks, and so
yeah.
I'm just saying that
we love life, we love young people.
You do, seem like to me you do. So I think y'all are the type of folks who make the best of things.
What else is it to do?
Well, I know a lot of people who don't. That's all I can say.
Well, I get up in the morning and I say, well, I made another day.
Yep. I guess that comes from being independent all your life.
Well, we haven't been independent all our lives.
Well,
don't anybody, I don't think I would get to be too independent. We used to have a man here who was pretty well off. And he made the remark one day to my father, and I'll never forget it. He says, well, you don't need any friends when you've got money. And when he died, he didn't have enough people to bury him, hardly. So you just got to have friends. And if you want to stay young, you got to associate with young ones. You go ahead and associate with old folks, why you get to be old yourself before your time.
How many did y'all have? How many children?
Children.
One. Oh.
And she's got three.
This is when she graduated from high school.
Oh, pretty girl.
She had a daughter Mary on the 28th of December. And they pulled off one of the biggest weddings they ever had in Memphis.
Yeah. They live in Memphis now?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how, what sort of things brought the community together when you were younger?
What brought them together?
Yeah, how did people get together? How did you meet Ms.?
Oh, I met her.
Oh, everybody thought we were kinfolk. Because some of his kinfolks...
Some of her kinfolks are kin to my kinfolks, and they thought we were kin.
We were, though.
Well, we weren't kin. They were kin by marriage, you see.
But, I had some boyfriends who come Frank was a relative of mine. They didn't mind me going with him at all. Going with somebody else, they raised Cain.